Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's really gratifying. You know, it's cool that so many people came around the great cause for the hospital, and it just shows there's all kinds of support for those kids and their families.
This is the best tradition in college sports. Let's send our support and encouragement to the kids and their families watching the game.
That was awesome.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
Welcome to Sound Off alongside John Sears. I'm Keith Murphy. And John, what a week. I don't remember any like it.
I can't remember. And we were just saying this week seemed to trump any Cy-Hawk game I can remember.
I know, everybody was divided and then united.
It's been a crazy week, and you have experienced maybe the brunt of it on social media. Maybe brunt's the wrong word, but man, yeah. It's just been so much to take in.
It's been a firestorm.
It has,
It really has. Sound off at 515-282-9010. Oh, yeah, we had football, too. Iowa State starts the Big 12 season down 20-0 at Baylor. The Cyclones rally with 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter to take a 21-20 lead. But Baylor kicks a field goal to win it, 23-21. It's the pain at McLean.
And the Hawkeyes roll over Middle Tennessee, 48-3. Complete domination. Iowa racks up over 640 yards of offense, a new best in the Ferentz era. And defense proved stout once again. Hawkeyes ranked 14th again. Undefeated 4-0 with a trip to Michigan on the horizon. Give us a call to Sound Off, 515-282-9010.
We just witnessed something wonderful. One man's comical quest for beer money turned inspiring fundraiser that brings people together. Do you know how beloved a man has to become to walk into Kinnick Stadium on game day dressed in Cyclone colors and have Hawkeye fans falling over themselves to ask for a photo? Carson King earned it. He did something special without thinking what's in it for him. He spontaneously decided to give his fast-growing beer money to Stead Family Children's Hospital. Along the way, Carson also taught universities, companies, and media how to handle a crisis, even if he didn't deserve one. The Des Moines Register is full of good journalists doing good work. I don't think for a second anyone there acted with malice. But we did not need a background check on Carson's teenage tweets. We just didn't. Age and context matter. The irony of the reporter's more offensive Twitter history, as adult, not minor, only fueled public pushback. The Register explained its procedures and thoughts twice, but it was missing what people wanted most. A simple, sorry, we got it wrong. Reviewing all processes shows self-awareness. The one who handled it best was Carson. The 24-year-old owned the mistakes he made when he was 16 and apologized. He said no hard feelings toward the Register or Bush Beer. Bush cut ties with Carson just hours after he was asked about the tweets. Bush anticipated a small, angry mob and was met with a much bigger one. It did not back out of funding. That's part of silver linings. The backlash caused a spike in donations, pushing the total past $2 million and counting. And Hawkeye fans gave up their game tickets so Carson could go to Kinnick Stadium and wave at the kids. He did that, after visiting those kids and their families, all the while reminding us what it's all about. People donated because they wanted to be part of something good, something positive, something that united us in these increasingly divisive times. So let's take a cue from Carson. Give grace, move on, be happy. Eli is right. Not all heroes wear capes.
Well said, man. What an incredible story that has become. All right. Nebraska fans, I'm talking directly to you. I'm here to help. Please listen so you stop embarrassing yourselves and everyone else in Cornhusker country. It's not going to happen. It's just not. You're not winning more national championships. Time to face reality. Enjoy the ones you have the way Minnesota does. Those days are long gone. All you did was put a bunch of unrealistic expectations on Scott Frost. We're not hating. I'm not hating. I'm helping. We felt sorry for you as Ohio State curb stomped Big Red into red-faced embarrassment. Everyone just sitting there, waiting to release your red touchdown balloons. Thank goodness it finally happened, though by then most of the country went looking for a competitive football game like the one you played when you lost to Colorado. I know you insist Iowa is beneath you, even though Iowa owns the Huskers lately. It's all about the Natties. I get it. But please stop that whole charade of Iowa is not really a rival. Why were you constantly heard chanting Iowa sucks on game day? If Iowa sucks at 4-0, what is Nebraska at 3-2? You will beat Iowa again. Not sure when, but it'll happen. Could be this year. So you don't need to circle back when it does happen and tell me to shove a corn cob up my you-know-what. You may even compete for a Big Ten West division title when everything comes together for a season. Just give up the national title talk, please. Appreciate the good old days, because they're not coming back.
Thank you, John. I've had a boring week. This should help. Appreciate it.
I figure we just needed to spice up social media a little bit.
Keith is in Ames with some thoughts on Iowa State starting the Big 12 season 0-1 with a tough loss at Baylor. Keith, what did you think?
You know, it was a tough week all around. The whole Carson King thing put me in a tough mood. Then watching Iowa State lose like that, it hurt. But I got through it with Coors Light instead of Busch these days.
A lot of that going around. All right, thank you. Jerry with a thought on Hawkeye football. Jerry, easy win as expected, and now Michigan. What do you think?
Michigan wins by 14.
Michigan wins by 14. Hard to know what to expect out of Michigan, the same team that...
Yeah, they got drilled by Wisconsin, yeah. And they, I mean, obviously they rolled over Rutgers. I don't really know what to expect. It's going to be a great game, though, I think, in Ann Arbor.
All right, we'll get a quick one here from Adam in Ames. Adam?
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, I just don't understand Iowa State. Why not rush more than three in those last 2 minutes, push it back a little bit? Also, why not try to ice the kicker? We had a timeout. Just a thought to go off of to go into next week.
I will agree a little bit on that last final drive from Baylor. I thought they'd bring a little more pressure, but Iowa State is so good in that, 3-5 they play with, the safeties back. But they couldn't generate any pressure on Brewer, the quarterback, and Baylor just kind of picked him apart a little bit going down the field. And they do have that, and that was a freshman kicker. That was his first field goal I think he ever made in college.
Yeah, and it's still perplexing how Iowa State could go three quarters without scoring. I mean, they're coming off a game where they scored 72 against a
bad Louisiana Monroe team. But, yeah, it was a weird game.
Weird game. Time for lookalikes with a local connection. Tiny Ref judges Moonlight Graham says Carson King on the Busch Light beer can looks like Chris Pratt on a Busch Light beer can. Tiny Ref?
Props to the editing department right there.
Man, that is a good graphic. And neither of those cans available now.
Yeah. Steph in... Willie says, hopefully I'm not the only one who saw it.
Willie, Iowa?
Yeah. Is it Willie, Iowa or Wiley, Iowa?
Wiley or Willie?
All right. Iowa nice guy Scott Sipker from his recent Des Moines promo video and Brickma from Rookie of the Year. Tiny Ref?
Oh, poor Scott.
Brickma.
Send your lookalikes to soundoff@whotv.com.
All right, guys, we've had a lot of talk about right and wrong this week. Well, try this on for size. It's time to teach your kid how to lie. It's What's Bugging Andy next. Time for another game of knockout. One has to go.
Which of these often derided October traditions needs to go? Pumpkin spice, candy corn, beggar's night.
Not being on
the 31st.
31st, yeah.
Or Oktoberfest.
Who derides Oktoberfest?
That seems like it's just fun, Oktoberfest.
In September, right?
Yeah, I got a feeling candy corn might be out.
I think candy corn's
people
out.
People hate candy corn.
Yeah.
There's some people love it, but I don't know.
What's bugging Andy tonight?
Kids who don't lie.
What? Whew, this has been one heavy week. We need to change the subject and lighten things up a bit. Here's something that I've learned recently. It's important to teach your kids to lie. Well, I'm talking about these big, important stories that we've had over this past week. I'm talking about the little, completely unimportant stories that we've had over this past summer at our house, like taking Eddie to the Asian grocery store. It has a butcher shop. It smells a little different than other grocery stores. I don't mind it at all, but he holds his 5-year-old nose the entire time and keeps making embarrassing comments. I say, Eddie, it doesn't smell. It just smells different. But what I should say is, Eddie, you need to lie or at least learn how to act, right? I mean, little kids are just way too honest. The nice lady at the farmer's market hands us some watermelon. Says, oh, it's nice and sweet. I said, oh, it is sweet. And then Eddie says, no, it's not. He's only 5. But everyone there knows that's actually a pretty reliable age for some honest feedback. Kids don't know the first thing about humoring people, making them feel good, little white lies, the kind that don't hurt anyone but can keep you from looking like the parent of a bunch of mouthy little fart knockers. Your kid opens a present at his birthday party in full view of all his friends and maybe their parents. I've already got one of these. You just want to become the wallpaper, right? You have to teach your kids to lie. And that isn't an awful thing. No, forget it. It's a terrible thing to say or at least think. Just don't be so honest, right? Hey, Mr. Pettigrew. Good to see you. This is my son, Eddie. Say hi to Mr. Pettigrew, Eddie. What's wrong with your teeth? Oh, man, jeez. Telling mom how dad didn't put the seat up to pee, repeating cuss words, telling everyone they heard dad use that word. It's something we love about our kids. They're so innocent and yet so guilty of having a completely unfiltered little howitzer of a mouth. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
Hawkeyes will play a much tougher opponent Saturday.
Michigan.
Oh, man. Sound Off continues. Live. Twitter is at SoundOff13. Facebook, SoundOff Nation. Ryan writes about the Cyclones' tough D. The struggles to get off the field on third downs. Offense can move the ball, but execution isn't always there. They'll figure it out. Coach always preaches the little things. Trust the process. It's worked so far.
Storm Lee writes about Iowa State. I have no idea how good we are, but you and I was a tough fought game that could have gone either way. Iowa, a tough fought game that could have gone either way. Baylor was a tough fought game that could have gone either way. We are a hard fighting team. Our season can go either way.
Who's in your 5? The week of Carson King. Number 5, Busch Light t-shirts popular, but no longer for sale by mid-afternoon
collector's item
Tuesday. Number 4, Governor Reynolds. Proclaimed Saturday Carson King Day in Iowa. Number 3, Carson announced fundraising crossed $2 million with a new sign Friday night. Number 2, a reminder why Carson donated money to Stead Family Children's Hospital, serves kids from all over Iowa and beyond. And number 1, the Wave, college football's best tradition, though fairly new. How many years has that been going, John? About
a little over 2 now?
2-3 years?
Yeah, I think it's right at 2 years, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, man, it's awesome.
It is. No one disagrees. Tammy is in PCM. Welcome to Sound Off, Tammy.
Hi. I was just wondering if anybody else caught the ESPN commentator say that Iowans got back behind Carson King after he made his apology for the social media post.
I did not hear that, but if what you're telling me is accurate, that comment is erroneous because they never left Carson King with support.
100%. My mom even made me play it back because she's like, did you hear what he said? I'm like, no. So I played it back. I just couldn't believe it. I'm like, Iowans were behind him. 100%.
Yeah, I don't remember anyone jumping off the bandwagon at all. They were 100% behind him.
Yep. Thank you for the call. Mike is in Sheraton. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
How about those cards? You know, lovable loser, Cubs lose again. And Hawks, we look good, but true test is coming up next 2 weeks.
You think they're going to beat Michigan?
Yeah, I do. Penn State's going to be the rub.
All right, here's the Cardinals.
No, is this the lovable losers?
I'm sorry, this is the Cubs.
The lovable losers,
Cubs. Joe Maddon, he's out.
He is out.
He did deliver a World Series title. More on Maddon coming up a little bit later. Over under, light beer, overrated, Busch Light.
Underrated?
Underrated, Miller Light.
Yeah. Wait. What are you talking about? These both kind of suck.
No.
Drink a nice craft beer like Exile or Confluence, all right?
I like Miller Lite. I like Busch Light, only beer giving, it's going to be about $750,000 by the time it's all said and done.
Love the donation.
Remember when the Hawkeye Marching Band's choice of exit was the most talked about story of the
state? Wait, that's still
going on? This seems like a long time ago, doesn't it? It was just Tuesday night that fire was just raging out of control. Face Off is next.
Time to bounce around some more topics. We call it Face Off. Banned exit gate continues to seesaw back and forth. On Monday, Iowa President Harold questioned the future of the Cy-Hawk game. Jamie Pollard and Iowa State responded with a press conference Tuesday. Gary Barta then answered back. Now we have emails from the Iowa Marching Band and 3 police reports filed. This isn't going away.
Yeah, let's stop looking for the answer we want. Let the police do their jobs. And if anyone was assaulted, take appropriate action. Meantime, Iowa and Iowa State need to work together on making sure this doesn't happen again. Talk to each other, not at each other.
Joe Maddon and the Cubs part ways. Chicago fizzled out this year, but they might as well build Madden's statue now. The guy ended a 108-year World Series drought.
Yeah, maybe it's time for a new voice. Madden might even agree, but no one should lose sight of the fact in 111 years, only one manager has led the Cubs to a World Series title. One, Joe Maddon.
Pretty good. Rutgers coach Chris Ash, Ottumwa native, Drake alum, is fired just 4 games into his 4th season. Scarlet Knights are bad. Losses to Iowa and Michigan by a combined score of 82-0. Oof. Ash will get another assistant job again soon.
Yeah, Rutgers is a bad job with good pay. It will take a special coach to win there. In the meantime, John, you're right. Ash will get another gig, and he parts with a pile of cash.
Take it. In one final push to earn money, Iowa musicians are putting on a Carson King countdown concert to benefit the University of Iowa Children's Hospital. Doors open Monday at 4. Horizon Events Center in Clive, just another layer to this incredible story.
Yeah, a little bit of fatigue setting in here, but none of it's Carson's fault. All proceeds will go right into Carson's Venmo, which then gets tripled with matching funds. Monday is a tough concert night, but hoping people back this up, I'll be there to MC.
You had me until the last part. Now I'm out.
It wasn't nice.
Sorry.
Knockout, one had to go, October traditions.
See ya, wax candy corn. You suck. 37% out of here. People don't like pumpkin spice either.
Yeah, you know who loves pumpkin spice? Chris Williams of Cyclone Fanatic.
Loves it?
Yeah, loves it. If he could inject it straight into his veins, he would.
Wow.
He wouldn't have thought
of him as a pumpkin spice guy.
Oh, yeah. Beer, he pours it on his cereal. He adds it
every
to his
meal.
Soda. Like every meal, he wants pumpkin spice something. He
would like it year round.
He does have it year round. He saves it. Oh, here we go.
All right, we got 10 yards for fashion. Looking great, Mr. Soundoff. Oh. 1 minute, people. 1 minute, and then we can leave.
Flag's on me?
Apparently you don't look great tonight.
Well, he likes purple. That's what I'm seeing. All right, number four is JT the Nut, who's in Valley Junction. Hi, JT.
Hey, what's going on, guys? You both look great. Both the suits are on point. I just want to talk about Joe Madden. Thank you for the World Series. Sorry I ended this way. It's not your fault, but a change needed to be made. And if things don't change, maybe a change needs to be made with Theo Epstein. He built a great empire, but just like the Red Sox, where are we going now?
Remember, Theo put the team together. Madden can only do so much with the pitching staff.
Ben in Des Moines. Hi, Ben.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Good, good, good.
Hey, first, a shout-out to Carson King. Whoop, whoop.
Awesome.
Hey, and then I agree with Andy. Something really does stink around here. And you know who it is? It's Cousins from the Vikings. You know, I think he needs to take his shopping cart, push it back to Michigan. What do you guys think?
I have never had confidence that Kirk Cousins could win a big game.
I think he's a bum. I'm sorry.
I just don't. I think they have a decent defense, but that offense just – and the Bears are really good defensively. But Chase Daniel, Kirk Cousins, man.
Bum is kind of harsh there, isn't it? My goodness. All right, we'll get a quick one. We are running out of time. Amy and Ames, you'll have the final words here. We got about 10 seconds.
All right, just wanted to say go Ames, hi. And my boy, the mystery man, number 48 or number 59, depending on if he's lining up as a tackle or not.
The mystery man on Ames.
The mystery man. Shout out. That'll do it for us. We're back next week. We hope you are too.
We leave you with the Sound Off Send Off. One final reminder, Carson King Countdown Concert. Monday from 4 to 10, Horizon Events Center in Clive. All proceeds to the UIowa Stead Family Children's Hospital.